Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
This is Party Baby live on KX93.5. When you're ready.
You ready, Jimmy?
Yeah. You're going to do the verses, baby.
All right.
Okay.
1, 2...
The sky, the sun was faded. I was overrated back then. Such a big pan of sin, man. I poked my eye and I nearly made it. Well, I was faded back then. Playing trash man again. Talk to your old man. Does he understand what we do on the weekend? Yeah. Do you ever talk to your old man? Does he understand what we do on the weekend? Found a cop out by a trash can and his mustache, man, oh, it tickled me all wrong. I felt a drop and we were trash then. You moved past our friend and hit a broken bar. Talk to your old man. Does he understand what we do on the weekend? Yeah. Do you ever talk to your old man? Does he understand what we do on the weekend? On the weekend, the weekend, the weekend. I'm coming back home on the weekend, the weekend, the weekend. Baby, I'm coming back home. Baby, I'm coming back.
Your Old Man by Party Baby, live on KX93.5 at our Pearl Street Studios. Guys, welcome to Laguna Beach.
What's up?
Hello, hello.
That was, loud,
that was rad, and I'm pretty sure that song is about taking your girl to church on Sundays, right?
That's exactly what it's about.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
All right, so you guys are half of the band right now. We have Jamie from Detroit, now in LA. He's singing lead vocals on guitar. And then we have Noah on guitar and backup vocals. What's up, Noah?
How you doing, man?
Born and raised in LA.
Born and raised in LA, that's right.
Cool, cool. And then you guys also, so this is a stripped down acoustic session, but you guys have a bass player who's chasing tail in New York City right now.
I think he's falling in love.
It's a very serious thing for him, I think. Yeah.
So I shouldn't minimize it like that. So it's a real deep, seated, affection.
Everyone needs to find some love in their life, and he's more than welcome to go chase it. It's all good.
Well, I mean, you guys are holding it down without him, but next time we'll have to have him here. And then your drummer is in Escondido without a car.
Yeah, yep. she's like she has like a this 1999 Nissan Cube that's like every single day there's like the transmission's falling out of it or something.
Well,
like
we know who has their priorities straight in this band.
That's right.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. So you guys, that was a song off of the Golden Age of BS. Mm-hmm. That's your debut record.
Yeah,
and that came out in September of last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a great song. I really dig it, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I was getting into it. We were doing a little foot stomping, and I'm sure the people in the wine gallery below us were definitely feeling that. Yeah. We're on the second floor. There's a wine gallery below us.
Well, I know what I'm doing after this.
Yeah, we should do lots of stomping.
Yes.
And then
yes.
We should
stomp down there for happy hour after this.
That sounds great.
So you guys are not stopping there. You guys are recording new music. You're putting out a single. When is that going to be coming out?
I don't know yet. It's still a bit up in the air. But we're working on getting it done before we leave on this tour and whatever 2 weeks coming up.
So. We're always making new music, and we want to find a way to put it out there as fast as possible.
Yeah. That's so you guys are taking off on quite a hefty tour.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot of dates jam packed into a short amount of time, really. So I'm looking at this. You're starting out on February 19th in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're going to be going strong all the way till the end of March, where you wrap up your tour back in California. You're going to have a few shows in Hollywood, La Jolla, and then San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
So for our listeners who want to catch you live, is that going to be the first chance for California? Or are you guys throwing anything else in there before you head out?
Oh, no. Yeah, that'll be the first time that people in California can see us.
Cool. So mark your calendars, guys. Party Baby is going to be at the Che Cafe. Is that how you...
Che? It's a great
spot.
I forgot
that we were playing the Che.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Che Cafe in La Jolla, California on March 24th. The Troubadour in West Hollywood on March 23rd, the night before that. Go to partybabymusic.com and you can see everything that's going on, as well as their tour schedule. So tell me a little bit about this new single, Problems.
Problems is a song that we've been kicking around for a while that I guess it needed the context of like kind of what's happening in the world right now to like really get finished. But it was like a really simple song about kind of what it feels like to be alive right now. And we kind of, in the last couple of, I guess maybe in the last 2 months, really put together the words the right way and kind of got it all together. And it's a really like, it's kind of become our, a flag that we're flying, so to speak, right now.
Well said.
Yeah. So it's, we really like it. We're really excited about it.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. So is it kind of like a collaborative writing process you guys have? How do you guys go about that?
Yeah, usually, I mean, some of the time, like there's a germ of the song, you know, like there's this seed, and you either have to nourish it together or separately, and then we always end up finishing each other's work, no matter what. Like we always put the time in on whoever brought the idea, and it doesn't really matter. But we both bring in those seeds, and we love working on each other's stuff.
There isn't really a formula, so to speak. We kind of just treat each one differently.
You know,
like the best
cool
thing you could do for a song is kind of treat them all like individual snowflakes, so to speak. You know what I mean? And
how,
like, try and figure
how
out what
appropriate
they want. Yeah,
exactly. How appropriate. We should write a song together called Snowflakes Now Come in Red.
Snowflakes.
Just kidding. That's getting a little too political.
Right.
I don't even know if I'm correct because I'm totally uninformed. But I think I know. I think what my idea in my head translated correctly, I'm not sure. But we'd love to hear Problems. So it's a song about the times, about the issues and your place in it, and I'm sure a lot of us are going to be able to relate. Let's go for it, you guys.
All right,
Party Baby live on KX93.5 debuting their latest single, Problems.
No one has ever heard this song before.
That's true.
That's good, because I just said debuting, so
yeah, great.
I wasn't lying.
You weren't lying at all.
All right, let's do it, Jimmy. You ready? One, two, one.
Hey, we got some problems. Let's put them right here and try to solve them. I think I'm fine. I'm starting to see that the world is just as empty as me. I woke up to a call about a strange charge last night around sunrise on my bank card. Yes, ma'am, I think that was me. I needed something to sleep. Hey, we got some problems. Hey, oh yeah, we got some problems. Oh, we need somebody to be. Oh, we need somebody to be. Whoops, we cracked the sky and let the rains in. But I'm right here whining about my paycheck. How am I supposed to take to the streets? I can't even keep my receipts. Oh, we're in so much, so much trouble, man. I guess I'll keep hiding in the back of this van. And what's the point of even teaching our kids about breeding the cretins, cloning and feeding? Oh, we're just monsters who sponsor all of this, man. I'm sorry, but it's true. Hey, we got some problems. Hey, oh yeah, we got some problems. Oh, we need somebody to be. Oh, we need somebody to be. Afraid of vaccines, but not pollution. How are we still talking about teaching evolution? You point at your problems, we point your fingers at problems. And yeah, we love all our problems. I got a finger to solve them. Hey, we got some problems. Hey, oh yeah, we got some problems. Oh, we need somebody to be. Oh, we need somebody to be. Hey, we got some problems. Hey, oh yeah, we got some problems. Oh, we need somebody to be. Oh, we need somebody to be.
Yeah, we got some problems, you guys. Dang, that was Party Baby debuting Problems live on KX93.5. And I gotta say, you guys, you know, I'm bringing a kid into the world in April.
Wow, congratulations. So
congratulations, yeah.
Thank you so much. He's a boy, and yeah, man. Some of, some of those lyrics really resonate. I'm thinking about all that. What am I bringing into this world right
for
now?
Sure.
And what am I gonna teach him? You know, we have to choose our battles, but one of my favorite lines from that song, something about, how can I go march in the streets when I can't even keep track of my receipts?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
How am I supposed to take to the streets?
Yeah.
Can't even keep my receipts.
It's just this idea of, it's like, it's global. It's so fantastic. It's so difficult to look at the whole thing. And then also you zone in on these pieces of yourself that are like, it's challenging just to be a human, you know?
Yeah, it's really hard to step outside and look at the bigger picture. You know, we have our day-to-day problems, and then we have our long-term problems,
Yeah, I think it's a really eye-opening time for a lot of people. And I think, like, taking the time to analyze how to make things better, how you play a part in maybe the world that you want to change, and figuring out our part and peace in it, and all of that is kind of like what we kind of think our work is right now. And that's kind of where that song is.
Yeah. Well, we need more people, more young people writing songs like that about the real issues. And I really appreciate it, you guys. It's very thought-provoking material.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for writing something real.
Yeah, let's do our best.
Yeah, this is my favorite part of my job. I get to come in and meet incredible musicians and do interviews with them. And this is, if you're just tuning in, it's Party Baby live on Human Crafted Radio right here in Laguna Beach at KX93.5. We heard a song from their debut record that was released last September called The Golden Age of Baby Shampoo.
That's right.
I like that one.
Golden Age of fill in the blanks.
And that was a single. Are you looking to put together a new record coming up soon, or are you just taking it as it comes?
We kind of want to just put singles out. It feels like the way the world is digesting music. I don't know. We haven't been able to, like, Golden Age came together as an album. We were very aware that we were writing an album the whole time. And it's not really where our heads are at right now. And there's something really appealing about, like, having that song come out really soon and having anything we write right now come out as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we're lucky enough to have the infrastructure around our band that can allow that to happen. So I think we kind of really want to focus on getting, like, sending transmissions out into the world and, like, being a band that's people's friends.
More immediate.
To have a conversation with the world in a real, like, kind of current way. Whereas, like, it takes a long time to make records.
I feel like I've been making my record for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Sometimes.
We've spent time making records that have never come out. You know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of the artist's path or way. But I think, yeah, we're really excited about getting stuff out.
We definitely are behind you on that. Keep the singles coming.
Yeah.
Send them right over here to KX 93.5.
As long as you play them, man, we'll keep making them.
For sure. All right. How do you guys feel about playing one more? I know you weren't planning on a third one, but
yeah.
I say we just be spontaneous.
Totally. And keeping in the tradition of spontaneity, we're going to play a song that isn't on our record.
It's on Versions. It is out now, though.
Oh, yeah. So we put out an EP of kind of stripped down stuff after Golden Age, and this song's on it, called Hey You. Hey You.
And yeah. We haven't played it in a very long time.
Well, this should be fresh and interesting. All right, yeah. You guys, take it away. It's Party Baby Live on Human Crafted Radio.
All right. You ready, Jim?
Yeah.
I thought you guys were ready. Let me redo that. All right. It's Party Baby Live on Human Crafted Radio.
All right, buddy.
Hey you,
Hey You, Party Baby, live on Human Crafted Radio. So that is not available anywhere?
No, there's an acoustic, like, really stripped back version of it. It was originally supposed to be like this big bombastic rock and roll song, like a lot of the stuff on Golden Age, but we made a sort of less in your face version of it, and it's on Versions. It probably sounds a lot like how we just played it, actually.
Awesome.
With a little drum machine.
And now I get to listen to this forever because I'm recording you.
Oh,
I'm not
yeah.
sure if you knew about this. I probably should have disclosed that, but
okay.
I'm recording
so
everything.
Government.
No, that was such a brilliant, that was such a good performance, you guys. Honestly,
thank you so
much. I love that song.
Thank you.
That was definitely one of my favorites. Problems is great. This has a very different vibe, but I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this is kind of like a, you know, it was a love song. Kiss off to somebody, so to speak, who doesn't make you feel good about yourself, you know?
She's getting married.
Screw it. You can take forever. Oh, she's getting married.
She's on the movie screen.
Is this like a forgetting Sarah Marshall situation?
It's not dissimilar to that.
It's funny because we both wrote this song about different things that were happening at the same time. We're like...
Yeah. Different things.
This song is about two different women, I guess, in our lives that are... not there anymore.
You know what? You're better men for it, and you got that song.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie and Noah, thank you so much for stopping by. That was really fun. You guys made my day.
Thank you for having us, man.
Thank you so much.
Hey, anytime. Okay, so you guys are going on tour on February 19th. You're kicking it off in Denver, Colorado, and we look forward to seeing you back in Southern California March 23rd at the Troubadour.
Be there.
And then March 24th at Che Cafe in La Jolla.
That's right.
And then... for the diehard fans and anybody listening from the Bay Area, they'll be in San Francisco on March 27th at Rickshaw Stop. That'll wrap up your tour.
That's right.
I'm so excited.
Then we're coming right back here, going to the wine bar.
Awesome. Yes, yes. We'll come back for another session. I would love that.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. All right, you guys. We'll keep the singles coming and let us know when Problems is ready
yeah,
for airplay.
We will.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.